Welcome to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute, divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life, encouraging you with inspirational stories to share with family and friends, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What might God do in and through the life of a man from Florida who works toward precision in athletics, academics, and the corporate world? This is the story of Ronnie Glenn, who has pursued his gifts and calling all the while with a sensitive and humble heart before God. Like Daniel in chapter 6, verse 3, who became distinguished because an excellent spirit was in him, God's hand is on Ronnie and his family. We pause to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Show is to share how the love of Jesus makes a difference in the lives of people. I'm talking about the love of Jesus so strong that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Ronnie Glenn, reaches out to you, calls out to you, my friend. Do you know him? Have you opened your heart to Jesus? Is he your Savior and Lord? That is our prayer and our hope today, that indeed if you have not done that, you would. That you would turn from your way to God's way. The scripture speaks of that as repentance. And my friend, if you already know the Lord, well, get ready to be boosted up, built up today in Christ. Ronnie Glenn is a regional supervisor at Major League Baseball. Ronnie was an all-Ivy League pitcher at the University of Pennsylvania before being drafted by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He earned his bachelor's degree, cum laude, from Penn in political economy with a minor in international development. He received his MBA from Quantic School of Business and Technology. He's married to John Lynn, a nurse practitioner. They have two daughters, Natalie and Annie. Ronnie, welcome to our show.
Danny, so grateful to spend time with you and spend time with your listeners. Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to see where the Spirit leads us in discussion today.
Where in Florida, Ronnie, did you grow up?
I grew up in West Palm Beach in Boynton Beach, Florida, on the East Coast.
What was it like?
So I grew up, because I have two brothers and my parents, and I grew up playing different sports. I grew up going to Catholic school. At an early age, I developed the love for baseball. That was my first love. Spent my first 18 years in Florida before going off to college, and I didn't realize how good I had it living in South Florida, where a lot of tourists go and you get to be outside all year and enjoy the sunshine, until I lived in the Northeast full time.
I want to go back to you mentioned your love of sports and you talk about baseball. We need to go back there because it's, of course, such a big part of your life. But who would you say, Ronnie, influenced you most in your growing up years?
That's a great question, Danny. I would have to say my parents, and my father in particular. He's had a tough life, but he's had an incredible life, Danny. At 20 years old, he was paralyzed and became a quadriplegic and wheelchair-bound. He was in a motorcycle accident. At the time, he had a three-year-old, and he didn't have a high school diploma. And then he actually had funeral arrangements made for him while he was in the hospital. Years later, he was actually involved in another car crash, but, you know, defying the odds, he recovered, and he ended up getting his GED, he ended up getting his bachelor's, he ended up going to law school, he has his Juris Doctorate. He did all this while raising us three boys, and, you know, after his accidents, he was told he couldn't have any more kids, My parents wouldn't take no for an answer, and they had their faith and went to different doctors and tried different trials, and they ended up having my younger brother and I through in vitro fertilization, electroejaculation, and I'm actually the fifth in the U.S. and the first in Florida to be conceived through this procedure, through the Miami Project. So to answer the question, my dad has dealt with a lot of adversity. He's defied some odds. He's lived in pain, and he's been told no many times. So he always taught us boys that God only gives you what you can handle and no more, and I've tried to use this in my life. He's been a great example going through all this with a smile on his face as well. And so I would say he glorifies God by giving up his suffering to him, and just incredibly strong mentally. And then being in a wheelchair has never been an excuse for him. So growing up and seeing this firsthand and seeing his journey has only strengthened my faith. And now he's a grandfather of nine, and couldn't be any happier.
What's your dad's name?
Ron Glenn. So I get to share his name, which is an honor as well.
And isn't there a succession of names with Ron?
That's right. I'm the third, Danny. That's Ronnie Glenn the third. Yep.
His father was Ron. So tell me, how did your mother and father meet?
So through the accident, my mother was an occupational therapist and was helping my father with his recovery. So if that accident never happened, they wouldn't have met.
It must be fascinating to have conversations with your dad.
Yes, yes.
His mind, his mental strength, but also his acuity. How did that influence you as you grew?
Well, one example, Danny, is if he had, you know, the ability to play baseball and he had the passion I had and the opportunities I had, I know he would have taken it as far as he could. So him and my mother, you know, my mom, she's incredible as well.
And your mom's name?
Lori. And she's a perfect example of sacrifice and hard work. And I would say that, you know, both of them, they've helped me to become mentally resilient. They've helped me to grow from failure and understand the importance of going the extra mile. And they kind of took away a lot of excuses, seeing what they've gone through. I kind of eliminate excuses, you know, from our dictionary.
When among sports, when did you discover your love of baseball?
Well, as a young kid, I was a Marlins fan, Florida Marlins fan, and would go to those baseball games in South Florida, and they won the World Series back in 2003, and I was, it was really, when I went to those games and I saw the players out there in front of thousands of fans, I think it really solidified my dream of becoming a professional baseball player and being out there one day. I just pictured myself making it. I pictured myself being there. So that drive and that passion at a young age was instrumental in who I am today. I love the game of baseball, Danny. Being on a team, being a teammate, learning lessons from the game, being able to compete at a high level, using the platform I have in baseball to help others and finding ways to give back to the game. And I'm sure we'll dive into it, but the game has done so much for my life and helping me get a college education and helping me travel the country and helping me meet incredible people, including my wife. And I even met you through baseball, Danny. So very grateful for that.
It's been a real blessing to know you, Ronnie, and for our family to know you and John Lynn and now Annie and Natalie. Let's look at an overlap now. We talk about baseball. That's been such a big part of your life. What about your spiritual journey, your journey of faith? How did your relationship with Jesus grow over the years?
So I think a few pieces, Danny. One, I think, was just the exposure I had at a young age going to Catholic school. We had weekly Mass. We'd go to Mass as a family on Sunday. We would pray in school, and we had religion class. We pray before meals, and we talk about God openly in the household. I think that was a big contributor. Additionally, I lost an uncle at age 12, 13. And I think this moment, I felt my personal relationship with God develop, just understanding life, understanding death, questioning what's next. So that period of time kind of led me to God. And also bringing back baseball, I felt like there was a calling to baseball, and I felt like it was tied to my faith. So a feeling that my hard work in baseball was glorifying God, and I felt like He gave me gifts to utilize and to bring as far as I could to reaching the potential He had for me. And then lastly, it's my dad's story. Firsthand has helped me believe from an early age that God has a strong hand in our lives and in our path, and He loves us. He wants us to focus on Him, and during the good times and the bad times. And it's just obvious that God is our strength in all things.
You speak of God. You speak of baseball. There is an overlap when you speak of a calling. There's a purposefulness to it. There's an end game, we might say, mm-hmm. to all of this. That may seem a bit nebulous, but there is a rhyme and reason in our lives, purpose. When we come back from our break, Ronnie, I want to ask you a question about, of all the positions, why pitching? Why is Ronnie Glenn a pitching? Why does he talk about pitching, coach pitching, love pitching? We'll ask him what arm he throws from. That might have something to do with it. But I want to hear from you, Ronnie. Ronnie Glenn, Regional Supervisor for Major League Baseball. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Evangelism can be likened to an exquisite pearl necklace. In order for the necklace to be complete, each pearl is carefully strung on, one at a time. Only after the last pearl is strung will the clasp be attached. Most people are convinced that the apex of evangelism is in being that figurative clasp, leading someone to trust Christ. In reality, there would be no need for a clasp without any pearls being strung. Which is more important, the pearls or the clasp? They all are. Not everyone can be a clasp all the time, but in evangelism, you can always be a precious pearl.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Ronnie Glenn is a regional supervisor for Major League Baseball, an all Ivy League pitcher from Penn. He was drafted by the Los Angeles Angels. He played professionally in Arizona, Utah, Iowa, and Iowa for the Angels organization. You can find out more about Ronnie Glenn at linkedin.com/in/ Ronald G. Glenn. Ronald G. Glenn. Ronnie, why pitching?
Great question, Danny. I did like hitting, and I am a lefty, and I tried to do both as long as I could, but knowing I had the lefty frame, ended up being just a pitcher in college. I love the idea of the one-on-one battles you have with the hitter, and knowing that you did everything you could to prepare going into the game, controlling what you can, and you just try to put your team in the best position to win. In pitching, there's so much that you don't control. And you have to trust the work you put in, and you have to trust the guys behind you. So everyone behind you is dependent on your ability to execute pitches. So my favorite part, Danny, I would say, is seeing the hard work pay off and when I can make key pitches in big situations to help my team win. So I still can remember feelings throughout my career of, you know, throwing a complete game win and just the celebration with the team after, I think, made all that work worth it.
You carried on, and you did mention that baseball helped you go to college, helped you in your professional career, a real love throughout your life that you've seen a purposefulness even as a follower of Christ. What were the circumstances that led you to Penn?
I always worked hard in school, Danny. Originally, my dream was to play at a top D1 school where, you know, regardless of the education caliber. But I did know that education would hopefully open the door to opportunities and would also be a great plan B if I was to get injured and to end my playing career. I thought Penn would be the best of both worlds, being able to play D1 baseball and to get that education. I loved Philadelphia. I love the campus, my coaching staff, and the teammates I had for 4 years. Definitely grateful to that coaching staff for the opportunities I had playing. And that experience there has really shaped me in a lot of ways.
Do you still maintain some of those relationships from your college days?
Yes. Actually, you know, we're all getting married in different stages, and they become reunions in a lot of ways. And it's just wonderful. We had one recently. Just to see how everyone is doing in life and how, you know, they're getting married, they're happy, they're successful in their careers and continuing to grow, which is nice.
How did your years at Penn develop you as a leader?
That's a good question, Danny. I think a lot of sports, you know, help you to develop yourself in a way, you know, such as leadership. I always cared for my teammates, and I wanted to be a good example for the younger classes. So that was on the field, that was off the field. I tried to help the young guys in their transition into college baseball because it was a tough transition. Off the field, I wanted to utilize the platform we had as a Penn baseball program of Penn baseball players to make a difference in the community. So, for example, Danny, we would visit patients and family at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which was a couple blocks from our locker room, and we were involved with the Miracle League, playing baseball, special needs children, and we would shave our heads each year, and unfortunately during the winter, for the Verse Cancer Foundation to raise money for pediatric cancer research. But I also was able to get our team members to go to our church dinners as well. So on the field, I wanted to lead by example as well. I wanted to respond to adversity the right way because it always came in the game of failure in baseball. And I wanted to be a workhorse in the gym, and I wanted to be a competitor in every single pitch of the game. So I always tried to put the team first, and I wanted to be a mentor to the younger guys. And I found a passion in helping them develop confidence and seeing them grow. So in a lot of ways, I think these experiences helped me outside of baseball as well with, you know, just caring for people.
You talk about caring for people. These are, you're reaching out to people, you're touching people. Why do you believe God gave you the experiences in baseball that you've had?
That's a fantastic question. I don't know if I have a great answer to this, but I'll do my best. Like I mentioned, the game has given me so much, and I do feel called to give back to the game. When I was younger, I saw Tim Tebow as an example in football, and he glorified God using his platform in a positive way to influence lives. Without baseball, again, I wouldn't have the education, wouldn't have met my wife, wouldn't have the relationships I have, the lessons I've learned, and the opportunities I've had. So I believe God wanted me to work at something to glorify him. I believe God wanted me to see how far I could take my talents. I believe God wanted me to touch the lives of people in different places in the country and in the world through him and through his help. And also, there's just so much wisdom that you can gain from playing a game of failure that can help, you know, me in my life, those around me, and hopefully one day my children. And like you mentioned before, I did years of the baseball lessons after, and I try to share my insights both on a mechanical standpoint, but also, and more importantly, on the mental side.
You slipped a phrase in there that someone might have caught. You called baseball a game of failure. In what way is baseball a game of failure, Ronnie?
Well, to be a Hall of Fame batter, your batting average needs to be 300, which means you fail 7 times out of 10. You don't do your job 7 times out of 10. And yet the next day you go to the field and you try again. And there's a lot of feedback from failure. And it's something that I really, really appreciate from the game is learning how to handle times when I failed. And that's what kept me playing as long as I did, is because I enjoyed growing. I enjoyed learning. And without that failure, it's hard to grow.
Your perspective of failure is in one way distinct from others, because you're actually talking about it with a tone of an advantage, an opportunity. Not everyone sees it that way, but it seems to be looked upon by you as an asset of sorts, maybe even, this might be a bit bold, but maybe even a blessing. In what ways were your hopes fulfilled and reframed in the Angels organization?
I was so blessed to continue playing baseball after college. Grateful that the Angels took a chance on me as a senior sign and gave me the opportunity to play professional baseball. It was a prayer answered. It was a lifelong dream that was fulfilled, you know, from that young boy watching the Marlins games. I played 3 seasons in the minors before getting released, Danny. Of course, I wish I became a big leaguer, but the memories, the lessons, and the experiences were definitely instrumental in my development as a person. When I did not become a big leaguer, my hopes were reframed because I had my identity tied to being a baseball player. And I had to learn that my identity was deeper than that. I had to learn that my identity was in Christ, a Christian man. I had to learn painfully that I had to create different hopes for my future, you know, starting a family and giving to others and continuing to grow and trying to find ways to listen and follow and serve God.
Let's cap there just for a moment, because someone today listening may be where you were. And what I mean by that is someone is so tied to their identity. It might be in their work. It might be in a sport. It might be in some other passion or interest, deep interest that they have. And people know them for that and have always known them for that. And suddenly things are beginning to shift, some more suddenly than others. The sudden ones have their own impact. The ones that take longer, it could be almost like a point of torture because they know it's slipping away. How would you encourage someone who feels the sands shifting under their feet?
It was a moment in my life when you know, a love you have for so long changes. I think it just trusted that God had what he wanted for me the next step. And I trusted the next door was put there for me, you know, from him. And just believe that God was with me every step.
And I think that's an encouragement to you, dear friend, as you listen to Ronnie Glenn And as we share in this time together, the sands may be shifting beneath your feet, but Jesus does talk about a rock, him being the rock when the storms of life hit, a rock that doesn't move, a rock that is stable. And Ronnie, you've experienced what that means. You continue to have this. The rock of Christ is also in some ways a touchstone, that is a touchstone of stability as one makes the changes in life. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more. Well, how can we go further, Ronnie, without talking about John Lynn? And where did you meet this woman whom God has blessed you with? Let's talk about that meeting, that, and maybe some more lessons that God has taught you and that God will teach us as we listen to you. We'll be back with more from Ronnie Glenn. Stay with us. Heart to heart with you, dear friends. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the...
James 3:13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is brought to you by generous sponsors. Thank you to Coach Dino Babers and Mrs. Susan Babers, Mr. Edmund Jung and Mrs. May Jung, Mr. Rodney Arias Sr., A1A Electrician, Cedar Assembly of God, and the Thursday Men's Breakfast, Boston. If you, your business, or your church would like to support The Good Life with Dr. Danny, please visit drdanny.live. Join our partnership team. That's drdanny.live. Thank you.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life
it
today.
It was written of him, University of Pennsylvania senior left-handed pitcher Ronnie Glenn was one of 10 NCAA student athletes who excelled both on and off the diamond to be selected as a finalist for the 2015 Senior Class Award in Collegiate Baseball. To be eligible for the award, a student athlete must be classified as an NCAA Division I senior and have notable achievements in excellence. These 4 points: community, classroom, character, and competition. That's Ronnie Glenn. He's our guest today. You can find out more about him at linkedin.com/in/Ronald G. Glenn. And to get this program, you might be tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment. Subscribe to this podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and major podcast platforms. Ronnie, where did you meet John Lynn?
Danny, I met my beautiful wife, John Lynn, while I was playing collegiate summer baseball in the Cape Cod Baseball League. I had a temporary contract to play for the Harwich Mariners before going into my senior year. And as a temp, you can be cut at any point. Years later, I learned that I wasn't even supposed to have a roster spot at the beginning of the season. So before the season, the head coach called me, Danny, halfway through my drive from Florida to Massachusetts, so, you know, 22-hour drive, about 11 hours in, and he was calling to cut me, which I didn't know at the time. And I'm not sure if he knew I was already on my way, that he didn't have the heart to, and to this day, I still don't know what changed his mind, but I'm glad he did. So through God's help, that temp contract turned into a full-time position for the whole summer, and that changed my life. My host mother, Mrs. E, God rest her soul. At the time, she was 85 years old, and she hosted over 150 players, a lot of them becoming big leaguers over the last 35 years. And her number one rule, Danny, was there's no room for girls in baseball. And girls were encumbrances. I had to look that up after. But she went against her own rule, and she introduced me to the coach's niece, the head coach's niece, Johnlin. And then I took Johnlin out for ice cream, and the next day I come to the field, and I saw that I was on home run balls, which is going in the woods and picking up baseballs, which was a punishment. But I ended up receiving the coach's approval, and later I married Johnlin, buying the home that the head coach grew up in. So we've been married about 5 years now, Danny. We have two daughters, and I think our story is just another example of how, you know, God worked through baseball in my life.
And God continues to work through baseball. I love the way you say that, Ronnie. God works through baseball. Some people, they compartmentalize things, but the Christian life is one of fluidity. And there's a comprehensiveness to it because of God's all-encompassing grace. How did the door to be a regional manager in Major League Baseball open for you?
Well, honestly, Danny, I wasn't looking for a change. I just put myself in a position at the wealth management firm I was at before. Was starting to build a book of clients, being a certified financial planner. So I was planning on being a financial advisor for a long time, a long career. So when I learned about this opportunity, we had a lot going on. We had a second child on the way. I just finished my wealth management designation in education. I was halfway through my MBA. Johnlin was going through her master's program. So the idea of adding another change, a career change, was scary. But, you know, learning more about the opportunity to work for MLB, I realized this probably wasn't going to come again. So also getting back into baseball was really exciting. The idea of pursuing a career in a game that I love and know and you know, have a lot of experiences and lessons I can tie together and hopefully, you know, make a difference, that really excited me. So I felt the timing, the opportunity, the way my life was constructed up until this point was all the work of God's hands. There's no doubt. And I trusted that God kind of led me down this new path, which, again, I think we mentioned before, took a lot of the stress away and just helped me trust with taking that next step.
Stiff competition to be selected in a pool of leaders as you have been selected. What do you do as regional supervisor in Major League Baseball?
Thank you, Danny. So I'm part of the minor league operations and development department, and our group is responsible for overseeing the day-to-day operations for the whole minor league system. So I'm on a group that's of five regional supervisors that oversees the different minor leagues. So I work with both the Eastern League AA level and the Carolina League single-A level on the East Coast. So I work with all the stakeholders in those leagues, the owners, the operators of the minor league clubs, the field managers, the MLB clubs, and all the staff from all the both major league and minor league clubs, and facilitating a smooth season.
You talk about stakeholders. I want you to give us a glimpse of the day in the life of Ronnie Glenn, but. Like that, a day in the life of Ronnie Glenn at the baseball field that you're at, while you've got to fill in here, how many other games are going on simultaneously, virtually speaking, and what are the responsibilities like when you're at a given field? Who did you talk to before? What's going on during the game that you're at?
Danny, I have 24 teams in those two leagues, and I do my best to try to get out and see all those clubs. I think my favorite part of the job is visiting the clubs and being able to develop the relationships and to meet with all the stakeholders, to meet with everyone from the owners, the operators, the groundskeeper, the clubhouse operators, the press box operators. Everyone involved with the game. I get to you know, dig in and hear how they're doing and hear what they see and learn from them and to see what changes need to be made. And I really just to get a lot of feedback from everyone. And I get to bring that back and to see how we can push the game, move the game in the right direction for everyone.
And this is, there's a comprehensiveness to it, but this is also in collaboration with other regional supervisors that cover the whole country. Right?
And, yes, and yes.
What kind of conversations are you having? Because isn't this something fresh that that Major League Baseball is doing with your role? Aren't you carving out a new path that hasn't existed before?
Well, that's the goal, Danny. That's our hope, and that's, you know, our mission as a group is to modernize the player development system, to you know, and make the game better. And you know, there is a fairly new relationship, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and our team is doing the best we can with just continuing to improve everything from player wealth. Player health and wellness, and to just the smooth operations.
How do you feel about where you are in life today?
From a family perspective, I'm just really blessed to have my wonderful girls. You know, being a father is the best thing in the world. I felt like overnight, Danny, I had my lens of life completely changed. My life is no longer my life, but for them and for the family. So really enjoying that. From a career standpoint, I'm still just on cloud nine and so grateful that MLB gave me this opportunity 2 years ago. Been able to use all of my different experiences in a positive way. You know, one example, Danny, is I've been able to share tips and present on financial literacy to minor league baseball players to hopefully set them up with good financial habits at a young age. I'd like to continue to grow in my role and add value to the lives of all the stakeholders in my leagues, and continue to work with my group to make the game better and touch the lives of others using this platform.
Ronnie Glenn, you can find out more about him at linkedin.com/in/RonaldGGlenn. Again, Ronald G. Glenn. He's named after his father. He's named after his grandfather. He carries with him a legacy of learning and growth, the blessing of athletic abilities, articulation, but also service and the grace of humility that comes from one who has been touched by the grace of God. Again, linkedin.com/in/RonaldGGlenn. When we come back from our break, in this, our final segment, we've talked about changes. Ronnie has mentioned that he's remembered or had been made aware of God's presence in the midst of change. Are you going through change? Are you facing some unexpected moments? Are you surprised in some ways? Are you facing difficult times? Well, a word of encouragement will be brought to you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath.
On behalf of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, weekdays at 6 p.m. on WEZE, and visiting drdanny.live for more resources. My dear friend, it is because of listeners and donors like you that we are able to spread the message of Jesus' love and bring hope to people like you, your family, and friends. Proverbs 11:25 says, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Will you prayerfully consider donating to Danny Yamashiro Ministries so that we may continue to broadcast the gospel so believers will be built up and non-believers may form a relationship with Jesus Christ? Visit drdanny.live to make a financial contribution today. That's drdanny.live. And thank you again for supporting The Good Life with Dr. Danny. May God richly bless you with The Good Life.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny. a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Before being called as a regional supervisor for Major League Baseball, Ronnie Glenn formerly worked as a relationship manager for Congress Wealth Management, LLC. Ronnie is a certified financial planner and received his graduate certificate in financial planning from Boston University. Thanks for being with us today here at the Good Life Program. Ronnie Glenn here, Danny Yamashiro with you. Thank you for sharing your precious time with us. Ronnie, we talked about some changes and transitions in your own life. How would you say the Lord has helped you through difficult times?
During the difficult times, Danny, I think my faith has helped me realize that God is providing this challenge or this difficulty as an opportunity to grow and work on becoming closer to becoming the best version of myself. I feel like the Lord, you know, like my father's story, I feel like he's given me endurance to pursue through those tough times and the perspective to see things through a different lens and the need to be grateful of where I am and what I have.
Your father's story, you mentioned someone might be tuning in right now, may not have caught that earlier part of our program. Share with us, Ronnie, a quick snapshot of him being a quadriplegic at the age of 20.
Yes. He's lived with a spinal cord injury, Danny. And
as a result of
a motorcycle accident and didn't have his education, had to go back, get his high school diplomas, his bachelor's, his law degree while raising three boys and getting into an additional accident and navigating all this, the pain and suffering he's had while putting a smile on his face and seeing the positive and what God's plan is for him. So his example, I think, has helped me to see the difficult times as temporary, see the difficult times as opportunities to grow, and see the difficult times as ways to grow closer to God.
The Lord has placed you. The Christian perspective allows us to see, or guides us to see, or prompts us to see, that the families that we're born in weren't some haphazard, meaningless experiment, or just a happenstance. A reflection of mom and dad. What do you feel when you think about them?
A lot of gratitude, Danny. A lot of gratitude. They just were always just selflessly helping me along with my path and supporting my dream of becoming a professional baseball player and just sacrificing a lot and always giving to us boys and always being an example of hard work and being an example of staying positive through tough times.
You mentioned meeting John Lynn in the Cape Cod League. What is it that has attracted you so much to her?
Wow, that's a great question. There's a lot, but two things: her smile and her heart. You know, from the moment I met her, as a nurse, she just is full of compassion and full of love for others, and just continuously just gives to people. And actually, she is a spinal cord nurse. So, linking back to my father as a spinal cord injury, she just is constantly putting herself in other people's position and doing what she can to make their life better. And I just knew that's someone I wanted to learn from, grow from, be around, and be with for the rest of my life.
What do you believe the Lord would have you to say to someone who has hit a few bumps on the road Maybe they feel like their life is a motorcycle wreck. There are shards of glass on the pavement, and they can't pick it all up and put it all back together. A word, encouragement.
Yes, Danny, that I would say in those moments, in those difficult times, let your faith pull you up. Let your faith help you realize that God has a plan for what's next. And you may not know what's next, but that could be an abundance of things. That could be meeting your wife after a motorcycle accident and now being able to have two more sons and being able to, you know, have nine grandchildren and live a happy life. God's working through you in all the things that come your way. So trust that he's with you in those tough times.
Someone says to you, Ronnie, I get it. I get it, man. I get it. You've seen it in your dad. You've lived your own life. You've experienced your own moments. But Ronnie, I'm in such pain right now. I can't even talk about it. How do you encourage someone like that? That goes beyond words.
Just say you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not going through this alone. That God's with you in this time. That this moment in time is temporary, you know, in a lot of ways, when powering through is glorifying God, and using this example of difficulty to share your story down the road. It could change lives, to stay positive. You could be an inspiration. You know, you have the control. You have the ability to use this as a springboard for the next part of your life.
A prayer, Ronnie. You say a prayer for this dear one whom you've just encouraged. A prayer of blessing, a prayer of faith for him or her.
Lord, I ask that you please be with those who need you most, those who are struggling right now, those who do not see the light, those who feel alone. Please help them to power through this time. Please help them to find you. Please help them to take the next step with you and to continue to grow and glorify you with the gifts that you know we are given as your children, to one day be with you in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for your tenderness and sensitivity. A couple more questions as we begin to wrap up our show today. When you look at Natalie and Annie, these precious daughters that the Lord has given you, is there a skipping of a beat that goes on in your heart? How would you describe what it's like to be the father of two little girls?
When you say that to Annie, I picture both of them jumping into my arms and holding both of them. And in those moments, I think I just look up at God and say, thank you. And the best gifts in life. And I just, I don't want to ever stop growing as a father. And I just want to love them fully and to you know, lead them to God and to help them have a full and purposeful life and support them in all ways. But that feeling when they're in your arms, it's just nothing better. I couldn't race home from the airport on some of my trips to get that feeling. And it just helps me to realize each moment counts, and seeing the amount they've changed in 3 years, it's just want to hold on to each moment as long as I can.
The preciousness of the moment, as you describe, You mentioned coming back from the airport. You do travel a lot. You do work a lot. What does Ronnie Glenn do in his downtime? How do you recharge? What do you do to, as a hobby, entertainment? What does Ronnie Glenn do?
Well, Danny, you're right. I'm working on the work-life balance. When I do have downtime, I really enjoy nature. I enjoy hiking. I enjoy bringing the family out and going on different hikes. Haven't done it as much as I wanted to, but I enjoy kayaking and getting in the water. And a lot of times it's a nice way to pray as well, and just seeing the beauty that God's created. And just family, and just spending time with family as much as I can when I'm not working. And I think a goal I'll always have is to try to be present in those moments.
Present. Do you have a favorite trail that you like to hike on?
We're grateful that we're able to spend a lot of time down the Cape Cod each summer, there are a few trails that we like to see, and it involves going into the woods and being surrounded by a peninsula of water and seeing, you know, sometimes seals come up, sometimes there's swans there, you see all the different, you know, seabirds all times of year. But it's just quiet. It's peaceful. Sometimes you can see a boat go by, but it definitely helps you to breathe a little deeper and to stop and slow down a little.
Quiet, peaceful trails, familiar trails, and yet trails that also produce surprises from time to time. Refreshing, exhilarating, and yet a form of stability. The trail of Christ is one that also has surprises. The trail of Christ is also one that offers new vistas, but also stability, because the trail of Christ is built on the rock of Jesus. Ronnie Glenn, thank you so much for encouraging us, sharing your precious time with us in this moment.
Danny, so grateful to have the opportunity to reflect on these great questions and to have this time with you always and with your listeners. Truly thankful for our friendship. Thank you.
Uplifting time indeed from Ronnie Glenn. LinkedIn/in/ Ronnie G. Glenn. My friend, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, I believe this may be that perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Visit drdanny.live for more resources to reach family and friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and major podcast platforms. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, Daniel became distinguished because of his excellent spirit, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Ronnie Glenn, LinkedIn/in/ Ronald G. Glenn. Until next time, along with my producer, David Nasora, creative director, Brian Torres, web designer, Shana Kusumoto, social media director, Luke Yamashiro, and guest coordinator, Jan Yi, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you as you share the love of Jesus with someone today.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of The Good Life with Dr. Danny. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you and that you may find hope in hearing how God's Word affects people from all walks of life. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a listener-supported program, and we'd like for you to prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor or donor. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live. Be sure to tune in weekdays at 6 p.m. to hear The Good Life with Dr. Danny. Until next time, may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
You are getting sleepy. Your CPAP mask is clamped tightly to your face. You will not toss and turn through the whooshing. You will not throw the mask.
It's not working, Harold.
People who struggle with CPAP have partners who struggle too. Luckily, now there's Inspire. No mask, no hose, just sleep.
When I snap my fingers, you will remember to visit inspiresleep.com.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.